It's Helping Hand airs statewide on HBR1 stations on Fridays as part of our All Things Considered Afternoon Drive broadcast. Then we archive it at hawaiipublicradio.org. Every week, Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and people and animals that are among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence. Recently, we learned the Aloha State continues to lead the nation per capita with its homeless crisis. There are many efforts to try and help people facing these challenges. This week, we are learning about a local version of a national concept called Laundry Love, basically to help low-income and homeless folks get their clothes and bedding washed. It's an initiative in partnership with individuals, groups, and local laundromats throughout the United States. It's for all ages, ethnicities, religions, cultures, genders. Starts with a church in California that got it all going, and now hundreds of civic organizations, churches, synagogues, and mosques around the United States have partnered with local laundromats to adopt the program. One of the ones locally is Laundry Love Kauai, through a partnership with All Saints Episcopal Church in Kapa'a and at the Kapa'a Laundromat. We're going to learn how it works with Laundry Love representative for All Saints Episcopal Church, Jeff Shields, who joins us today and is our guest on Helping Hand. Jeff, welcome. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks for having me, Dave. It's a pleasure to be here.
First, in the introduction, did I have it right?
Yeah, no, you spot on. It started in Ventura, California, in 2003, and has since grown to include over 300 laundromats across the country, with ours the first in Hawaii. Here on Kauai, we launched our program 4 years ago, June of 2015, with the mission of seeking to build bridges within our community by assisting those in need with basic laundry service.
Is there an interesting story as to what drove you guys to be part of the effort?
Well, it was from our previous priest, Ryan Newman, who spent some time in California and visited the Ventura location and was impacted by it and brought the concept back to us on Kauai. And since then have committed to bringing volunteers out first and third Wednesday of every month. We assemble a team of approximately 10 volunteers and take over a local laundromat in Kapa'a, which houses 30 washers and 30 dryers. Between 5 and 8:30 p.m., we lighten a bit of the financial load for our brothers and sisters by taking care of their laundry while talking story. As far as patrons, it's anybody that just needs a little help financially, whether they're houseless or just in a transient state. We probably serve about 30 or 40 different families during each session, doing about 80 loads of laundry. So it's just people, some of whom are in transition, some are just stuck in a certain state of conditions and are just looking for a helping hand. It's like you said in your introduction, it's open to anyone.
Are there any income requirements for people to take advantage of it?
No, definitely not. And as a matter of fact, some people that do take advantage of it actually offer donations before they leave that evening.
And for people who are in need of taking advantage of this Laundry Love service, they don't need to pay anything. The entire thing is comp.
That is correct, yeah. And laundry is not an inexpensive endeavor anymore. I mean, not only the cost of equipment, you can end up spending $10 or $15 to do a family's worth of laundry on any given night.
Right. It is an expensive thing and can add up. So you guys have volunteers who come down there and help folks do this, plus you have people who are contributing the cash to run the machines.
That is correct, yeah. It's a year-round effort because our community counts on us being there. If you think of it, there are two things that never end, Dave, and love and laundry. So if you put them together and you have the blueprint for a community outreach program that fosters relationships while lending a hand, it's not so much a service project as it is an expression of living with others. So it's pretty much self-funded to date, but we are always looking for donations, time that others give through volunteering, or donating cash, or donating laundry soap, dryer sheets, things of that nature, or becoming a sponsor. And all of that can be facilitated through our website.
It's open for folks to help in a lot of ways, as Jeff was just saying. How often can the people use the service, Jeff? I'm presuming they can come both of the days that you do it.
Absolutely, yeah. Most of our patrons are repeat customers, so to speak. Some of them only come once a month, but many of them come for both sessions, the first and third Wednesdays. We also have visitors attending our church who are not in the same economic situation, but hear about it during our services and want to participate, and then they volunteer their time, maybe make a donation. But what's really fascinating is when they then take it back to their communities on the mainland and start their own laundry love. And that's happened a number of times for us.
I can imagine. And researching it, I could see that it's being done in all kinds of places. How many volunteers do you need right now, Jeff? Are you short on volunteers?
Yeah, we are, Dave, because it's kind of the same people, primarily from the church or local schools. The Key Club at the local high school helps out pretty frequently, and the youth group from our church. And then we just have random visitors on island who hear about it and want to participate. So, yes, we try to get about 10 or 12 people together for each session. Sometimes we're short, sometimes we're not. So we always welcome people who can either commit to a certain number of sessions per month or just go on a kind of an on-call list, and we'd be happy to reach out to them when we are short just to say, hey, might you be available this coming Wednesday?
The 2 days and times that you do it, Jeff?
Yes, it's the first and third Wednesday of every month, year-round. We start at 5 o'clock, and we try to wrap up by 8:30 p.m.
What are the biggest challenges you face?
Probably just the financial, knowing that we're going to have that budget item covered ongoing, because it ends up costing probably in the neighborhood of $500 for each session. That adds up in a hurry. Everything else is operationally going very smoothly. The laundromats hugely supportive in terms of keeping their machines in working order for us.
What'd you do? Just reach out to them and say, hey, we have this thing. Would you help us?
Exactly. Yeah. Obviously, it's a nice thing for them to be a part of and steady revenue. But I think it was more just about being able to be a part of something bigger than ourselves and really becoming an integral part of the community. So they were happy to participate.
And when it comes to the soap and stuff like that, the supplies, you guys buying that, or are you getting them donated? Or as we're talking, would it be great if somebody who owns a store over there, somebody with deeper pockets, could help by bankrolling quite a bit of that laundry detergent and other cleaning supplies?
That would be awesome, Dave. Yes, we actually had a sponsor from Tide the first or second year. I forget which it was, and there was a timeline associated with that. So, yeah, any kind of sponsors, whether it's just an individual with a one-time donation or a gift card from Walmart or Costco that would then go directly into supplies for Laundry Love or a case of detergent, whatever it might be, that would be fantastic.
And do you interact with any of the other Laundry Love efforts to see how they're doing things?
Yeah, we did. When we first got started, after doing it for about a year, we just kind of reached out just to make sure best practices were being followed and everybody was on the same page in terms of the intentionality of the program. Because like I said before, it's more than just a service project. We really want to help these people kind of network among themselves and with other people and just to feel a part of the community and know that there are people there who are concerned and willing to help out.
It's a way to help people feel better about something that they could really feel bad about. And at the same time, you get a chance to talk to them while they're there and display compassion, essentially, is what you're saying.
Yep, exactly. And that was actually at the advent of the whole program back in 2003, was when a homeless man was approached by some community activists just saying, how can we help you feel like you really are a part of the community? His response was, just some clean clothes. So I feel like I have my dignity. And that's kind of what started the whole thing rolling.
Here's how to get involved and help out this organization. You can make a donation online at their website. Plus, you can learn a lot more about this innovative way to help out in a small portion of what is the largest homeless crisis per capita in the United States. It is allsaintskauai.org/laundry-love. You can send them an email, laundrylove@allsaintskauai.org. 808-822-4267. All the contact information, the full interview, the radio feature, and all of our other Helping Hand guests archived at hawaiipublicradio.org. It's Laundry Love Kauai, a partnership with the All Saints Episcopal Church and the Kapa'a Laundromat, the first and third Wednesday there at the laundromat, 5 to 8:30, where they open the doors and they're helping out people in need by helping them with their laundry and helping them by having conversations with them. We've been thrilled to learn about Laundry Love Kauai with their representative, Jeff Shields. Definitely a humbling thing, and it reminds us of all the little things that are easy to take for granted. So on behalf of all those folks, thanks for doing what you're doing. It's truly inspiring.
Well, thanks so much for the opportunity to get the word out, Dave. Greatly appreciated.